Then there's Jim Treat and 7-Eleven stores.
Jim Treat was the biggest 7-Eleven franchisee. He had 7-Elevens. He had a company called Maco, Missouri, Arkansas, Kansas, and Oklahoma. He had a franchise that encompassed those four states. And he had over 100 7-Elevens. And then the parent company, 7-Eleven's, the one that got into difficulty. It wasn't him. Jim was doing great. Jim's a good friend to this day. And I had built probably, you know, maybe pushing 20 7-Elevens for him that I owned personally and had leased back to him. And he did a great job, paid the rent on time, did everything. And then when the parent company of 7-Eleven got into trouble, it got a lot of the big franchisees into trouble. And Jim came to me one day and said, Bill, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it without 7-Eleven backing us. And I said, I'm glad you're giving me a warning. So I started selling them off. I sold Fort Smith off. I sold some in Arkansas off. I sold Bristol. I sold a bunch, but I ended up with four of them by the time he declared bankruptcy that I still owned.
Hmm. Yeah. Did you know Terry Frost?
He yes, I did. Let's take a break.
Yep.
Can we do that?
Yeah. I'll keep let. Yeah.
Yeah. Terry bought 7-Eleven out.
I'm going to ask you that when you come back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's go on over Terry Frost.
Okay, so then I'm going to ask you about him. All right. So did you know Terry Frost?
Yes, I did. He was the main one that bought Jim Treat out of bankruptcy. And so he had all... I think Terry was from Nebraska.
Yes.
And then he was big up around Grand Lake.
Yes.
Had a marina.
Yes.
Big operator. Great guy. And so there were four or five of the 7-Elevens that I still owned that he started operating and paid rent and everything. And eventually I sold out of those. And so, like I said, I ended up with only about four 7-Elevens that I owned the real estate, that we eventually leased to Come and Go out of Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay.
So we still got them today.
Oh.
Yeah.
You own the real estate.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Huh. I think...
Terry was a honorable, good... I liked doing business with him.
And
I didn't know him very well.
As I understand it, he was in the construction business, and that's how he got into 7-Eleven and then built a few of them in... Nebraska, and then grew from there. Mm-hmm. And yes, he had Cherokee Yacht Club, and on Grand Lake,
right.
And so we got to see him there.
Yeah, I never knew him very well. We dealt with his secretary when it came to collecting rent.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But then you know about 7-Eleven. It was Bert Holmes that came to Tulsa with that idea that 7-Eleven had in Dallas, and you know the story, and I have the story. I've interviewed both Bert Holmes and Chester Caggio and how he brought the idea to Tulsa, and it is what it is today.
Yeah, I personally built a few of 7-Elevens, or pardon me, Quick Trip's first stores.
Oh, really?
For Chester, yeah. Yeah, I built that one up by German Church in Owosso. Oh, I did that one with Burlingame. Yeah, he and I owned that store. Yeah, I think that was only one of the very first ones. Quick Trip is a great story.
Right, it is. And I don't know if you remember what he was selling in those days. He talked about they didn't know what to sell, and they had to actually sell the idea of convenience to Tulsans, because they said, yeah, well, why would I go there when I have to pay extra money? But then we began to understand what convenience meant. But I think he was selling wigs, he was selling tires and everything to find out what their niche was.
What their niche was.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great story. We have both Bert Holmes and Chester Caggio on our website, voicesofoklahoma.com.